morning, my friends, and welcome to a great celebration. Please stand for the reading of Scripture and God's Word. And what a celebration today, my friends, to remind us this is what we enjoy every day. And it just warms my heart to see all of you. This is from Matthew 28, 1 through 10, and I hope you can hear me. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here because he's been raised from the dead. He's been raised from the dead. Come see the place where they laid him. Now hurry and go and tell his disciples. He's been raised from the dead." I can't stop saying that. So sorry. But it's very important. "I'd given the message to you with great fear and excitement. They hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee, and they will see me there.'" The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And you may be seated.
Thank you, Shirley. Happy Easter! All right, I've got another exercise for you to do, but you don't have to stand up. What I would like you to do is just turn to the people around you and say, "He is raised to life."
He is raised to life.
He is raised to life. Now, this is where it's great to be a pastor on Easter morning. I just kind of look around and say, well, who actually did that? Yeah. Right. And I'm not outing anybody. Some were really engaged, some weren't. And it might have to do with your expectations of today. Maybe you didn't expect that this would be congregational participation Sunday. But what were your expectations for today? When you woke up and you got out of bed, what were you looking forward to? I know some were looking for what the Easter Bunny left them, right? And they're looking forward to looking for Easter eggs. I know that. Some are excited. They were looking forward to coming here and listening to our cantata. Can I hear an amen? And some are looking forward to spending time with family and friends. And they're gathered around. That's how cool Easter can be. But what is your expectation with Jesus today? I mean, really and truly, what are you expecting out of your relationship with you and Jesus on this Easter Sunday, 2023? Maybe a better question is, are you expecting anything from your relationship with Jesus today? Are you expecting to hear from Jesus today? Are you expecting to feel Jesus today? Are you expecting to talk to Jesus today? Are you expecting to know Jesus in your heart today? I ask that question because expectations on Easter are important. Because expectations are all a part of how Matthew shares the Easter story. For the first witnesses were filled with expectations. Now, as Matthew shares the story, we have two witnesses to the resurrection, two Marys, right? We have Mary Magdalene and the very descriptively named Other Mary. Now, we do know that Other Mary is the mother of James and Joseph, but poor woman, she will always be known as Other Mary. But when they come to the tomb, they aren't coming to the tomb with bandages and ointments and perfumes to wrap Jesus' body. No, they have come specifically, according to Matthew, to look at the tomb. Did you catch that when Shirley read that? To look at the tomb. And then, as if in answer, Matthew goes, "Look!" And all of a sudden, there's an earthquake and a lightning-faced superhuman angel that comes out of heaven and rolls that stone away. Now, I got to just ask, wouldn't it have been cool to have been there? Wouldn't you have liked to have been there? Well, the guards didn't think that it was good to be there, because they fainted dead away, like dead men, the story tells us. They were out. And yet, both Marys are still standing. Now, I think that's because they had expectations, high expectations. And so the angel tells them, "Marys, don't be afraid. I know why you're here. You have come to see Jesus who died just a few days ago on that cross. But he isn't here." And so then they know. The women are affirmed. See, and he says, he is raised just like he said he would. And those Marys, I think they're really smart. I think they remembered what Jesus said. And that's why they came. And then in affirmation, well, the angel said, "Here, take a look." And they peered into that tomb, and it was empty. Now, the story could have ended there. In Mark, it kind of does. But there's more, and it's really important to hear what comes next. The angel doesn't say to the Marys, "Go home. Don't tell anybody what you just saw." And the angels didn't say, "He is raised from the dead. He is raised to life. Now go home and celebrate with your families. Hide a few eggs." No. What he does, the angel gives him a mission. You see, a resurrection revelation means that you respond with a call. And that call is to share good news. Jesus is raised to life. And so the Marys, they take that good news. They're still scared, but they take that good news and they travel to find the disciples. And wouldn't you know, just often happens when you're following Jesus' call, they encountered the risen Christ on the road. And Scripture says that they bowed down and they worshiped him and they grabbed his feet to worship him. And I know they're going, "Oh, there are holes in his feet from those nails." And Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. It's all right. It's better than all right. Go and tell my followers that I'm going to meet him in Galilee." And the Marys obeyed them. These wonderful first witnesses with high expectations. They expected to see something on that Easter morning. What are your expectations on this Easter morning? Everybody's going, Well, maybe we come into this place, as I've come into this place more than once, where I find myself stuck. Right? Things are going on in my life, and At times like this, boy, I sure would like to experience that resurrected Jesus, but I'm kind of stuck. And then if I gave it more thought, I realized, you know, I kind of keep myself stuck. So I want you to think about something right now. What might God be doing through Jesus to get you unstuck? What new thing is Jesus doing in your life to get you unstuck so that you can experience that love? Imagine this. Imagine this. What if Jesus took you by the hand and said, "Don't be afraid. Go and do whatever I have freed you to do and have made possible." Friends, that's my prayer for us today. I want us to expect something today. When you leave here today, don't just go home and say, "Well, this is going to be a regular Sunday." No! It's Easter Sunday. And you know what? He is raised alive. Do you know what that means? It's not just today. It's not an event that happened a long time ago. It's not just 2023 Easter. Easter is every day. And that means every day we have an expectation of resurrection. So let that resurrected power pump the heart of your soul, so that it opens your ears to the people that are all around you, so that you can love on the people around you, so that you can serve the people that are around you, so that you can really listen to the people around you, so that you can make a difference in their lives in Jesus' resurrection power. This is what we can do each and every day. And so, friends, my prayer is that we would get up every day and not just say, "I'm going to go to work this morning. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not just going to go to church this morning. I'm not just going to go to school this morning. I'm not going to live my life like I've lived it before. I'm going to ask Jesus, what do you have me to do this day?" Be transformed. Share good news. Be good news. Happy Easter, and amen. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we are here. We are expectant. No pressure on the choir, but we are expecting them to sound really good. But Lord God, most especially, we are excited to hear the Easter story through them, but we are excited to hear your Easter story speaking directly to our heart as we go about our day, and not just day, but every day. And Lord, we need people to help encourage us to keep our hearts being open to the expectation that you are with us and loving us each and every day, just like people need us to encourage them. So, Holy God, may we be open to your resurrection power. Pump the hearts of our soul so that we can truly be raised to life with you. And now, Holy God, we go into a time of offering. For those who feel led, who can give an offering, then the baskets that are located in the center of our aisles, or can choose to give online, Lord God, we ask for your Holy Spirit to anoint what gifts would be shared. Not just monetary wealth, but in the sharing of hearts. Thank you for this time of offering, Lord. We love you so much. Happy Easter, beloved one. And amen. And now let's prepare our hearts for meditation as we listen to beautiful music. Thank you.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Son and Holy.
God, on this Easter Sunday, may your Spirit anoint our gifts in this time of offering, Lord, with resurrection power, that all that has been given this day will be to light the fire of your love in this world of ours, to share your Easter resurrection power, so that this world will be changed, because it needs changing, Lord. You created it beautiful, but our sin gets in the way. Lord God, may we know your grace. And may we know your loving transformation. It's in your precious name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we pray. Amen. Amen.